time now for Oh, the Humanities, taking a look at humanities scholarship, research, and events on campus and beyond with Carolina Public Humanities. Humanities.unc.edu is their website for more information. Joined in the studio, as always, by Max Orr, who heads up Carolina Public Humanities. How's it going?
It is going fantastic. It's a very exciting day for us.
Oh, the humanities.
I'm going to cut right to the chase and tell you I bring you a present related to today's date, and today is the birthday of none other than Lou Reed, songwriter extraordinaire and rock and roll legend, one of the great American artists of all time. I could say that, I think, clearly, and we are joined in the studio by two fantastic musicians. And my first, I want to introduce my friend Florence Dorr, who you might remember came and talked about her wonderful book, Novel Sound, Southern Fiction in the Age of Rock and Roll. Florence is a professor of English who's interested in American culture, but also a fantastic musician with albums like Perfect City to her name. And she has brought a special guest with her today, Peter Holsapple, a member of the DBs, a touring member of REM and Hootie and the Blowfish, and a member of the Continental Drifters, who is backing up Florence for a new part of her career in music. There is a mini tour going on March 5th in Winston-Salem, March 6th in Richmond, Virginia, and March 7th this Saturday at the Station. Florence has resurrected the music. Florence, welcome.
And
Thank you so much for being with us. How exciting this is to have you here.
I'm delighted. Thank you for having me.
So how does it feel to be playing music again?
So much better than not playing music. Yeah, it's really great. It's wonderful. And I don't have... I'm very tired.
Well, you know, the music brings out the energy in all of us, doesn't it? So let me ask you one question about this. I know that you had done the songwriting class, and that last semester was your first. How much of an inspiration was it working with young songwriters in your own songwriting?
Massive inspiration. The students in that class are incredible. They come up with some really wonderful songs. You know, I had done the book, Novel Sounds, and I had the privilege of interviewing some musicians and novelists who are interested in rock and roll at the National Humanities Center. Plug for them, Oh, the Humanities. And so I got to interview Richard Thompson and Steve Earle and all these other people. I've got a book coming out with Lucinda Williams. And so kind of getting back into the music in this intellectual way, in this kind of like historical context, it just inspired me to start playing again. And so it was sort of naturally followed from my reentry into songwriting. Bland Simpson, the Marvelous, asked me to teach that songwriting class. And yeah, the kids in there were incredible.
That's great. Well, we hope to hear some of them in the future as well. I'm sure we will. Tell me about your relationship with the great Peter Holsapple, how this developed, and how did you get roped into this?
Well, I married his bandmate, and really... Will's best friend is Peter, and Will was also in the DBs, and so we've known each other really long time. And so when I started to play again, I was used to playing with the guitar player in New York, my old friend Chris Erickson, and he lives in New York, so that's a little inconvenient. And I was like, I guess I gotta get a local guitar player.
There's so few in Chapel Hill.
Peter lives here, so that works. And so we've been having a really wonderful time.
I think we're all kind of curious about the music. And what I would like to suggest is, why don't we play a song? We'll talk a little bit more after.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
This is going to be on my new record that Peter and I are working on. Never.
taking me tonight. I want to stay here next to you until we make this house right. Close the window and turn out the lights. Can you keep me down here for the night? Down, hold on to you. And you can hold on to me. I guess we'll see.
Fantastic. That is so great.
You considered anyone other than Peter at any point?
I know, for, shocking.
Right?
What was I even thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
that was fantastic.
I actually never did. It's just that, you know, that was my guitar player. Gosh, so.
It sounds so great. You know, Florence, how do you decide what to write about?
That's a really interesting question. Actually, one of the things we did in the songwriting class, I mean, so there's the I'm dying or I feel so sad or I feel so whatever, fill in the blank, and then you kind of, it has to come out of you. And then, you know, there was a book I used. This guy, Pat Pattison, wrote a book, and he kind of gave a great analysis or idea workshop on how to come up with something kind of out of thin air. And it really, it kind of just starts with the words. So you can go to, you know, think of any idea, really, like homelessness or angry politics or something, and just come up with, you know, five words related to it. And then if you look in a thesaurus and a rhyming dictionary and get a bunch of words related to it, suddenly you're in a different headspace, and then you do get moved, right? That's you great. Do, so like, feelings do bubble up, because partly, I don't know, Peter's a songwriter, more experienced than I am. A lot of it is just sort of engagement with the vibe, and that can come from words, that can come from feelings in your life, that can come from a musical riff that you come up with, I don't know.
That particular song sounded pretty like it has some personal feeling in buzz.
Definitely.
So how do you balance that sense of sincerity and vulnerability with accessibility? I mean, that's always been a challenge for me when I try to write. I'm like, I can't take myself seriously
you
enough.
You gotta be real. You got to be real, you know? Otherwise, it sounds sort of cold, and people aren't interested, I feel. I'm not interested, you know? I did try to write. You know, I mean, you write 5 million songs. They don't all make the cut. And the ones that have less feelings, you know, in them that feel less calculated, or, sorry, feel more calculated, yeah, you just don't end up using them.
Do you feel like you have to get yourself into the rhythm of songwriting in order to do it, or do songs just sort of pop into your head? The last album was 2001. Like, have there been songs that you've
there
written throughout
been,
the years?
But it definitely took, I mean, carving out the space. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, one of the pieces of the job is research, and I gave all my research time to the songwriting, and I spent every day for 4 months. And then after a while, in that space, doing other things for the job too, but giving over my creative time to that. I asked my darling husband to go work at the library so I could have the house to myself and all that. And so I do definitely feel like carving out space for it. Once you do carve out the space, though, things do start popping into your head in the shower, which is really great.
That's
really
sure cool. Playing with Peter, adding the instrument, does that help you bring the songs to life? I mean, I heard the songs come to life with the Telecaster there. How does that change the way the songs are to you when you suddenly have that accompaniment?
It's so validating, and to hear Peter's accompaniment, bring his experience and his talents to it, and it just feels very validating. Makes it sound better. He also has been a wonderful editor, helping me change certain things here and there. So awesome. I feel lucky to be working with them.
Speaking with Florence Dorr, Peter Holzapfel also here in the studio. So this is going to be an album. When is it coming out?
Soon as we can get it together. We're doing a single.
Okay.
We could do this the next song.
Yeah.
We don't know which song we're going to do as our single, but we thought we should do this one.
I'll just say that first song was very catchy.
The first song was pretty good,
It's a contender. And this one, though, we have to do on the radio because it's about radios and electronics.
All right,
it's called Wi-Fi Heart.
Taking
Awesome.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
Very nice.
Thank you. So I have to, like, Peter, get on mic, because I have to ask, of all the, like, just putting together that song, what was it that made you go with the accordion on that one?
I think it was the challenge of playing in the key of C sharp. You can't, the radio audience can't see, but Florence is using a capo on her guitar, mm-hmm. and I always like to push myself a little bit.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Get out of that comfort zone. I was well out of it in C sharp. By the way, you
that
were talking about a minotaur?
Though.
We're getting a minotaur at the end of all these shows?
A minotaur.
Yeah. A mini tour?
A mini tour. I thought it was a minotaur.
Oh, but a minotaur would
I'd
be
I'd love
too.
To get a minotaur.
Let's
I
try
think
and get
we'll make that happen.
Found your
yeah.
mascot
yeah.
now. So
a minotaur.
Yeah.
That's right.
That.
We put it right in the yard.
Does
right.
the album have a title yet? Because
no.
Minotaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe Minotaur. Yeah, exactly. I should mention, I hope you will come out Saturday at the station. I'm really excited. This is the first hometown show that I have.
Awesome.
And I did bring down a couple players from New York. They're arriving tonight, actually. Jeremy Chatsky, who's played with Bruce Springsteen, and Mark Spencer, who is in Sunvolt. And then my husband, Will Rigby, who toured for years with Steve Earle and was in the DBs with Peter and is now returning
a
from
full band.
Recording
awesome.
In L.A. Oh, yeah. It's a big old full band.
People want more about you or the music. Where can they
Thanks
find it?
Thanks for asking. FlorenceDoreMusic.com.
And that's D-O-R-E, right?
Correct.
FlorenceDoreMusic.com. And Peter, the combo is playing at the station, too, right? Am I
no,
right about that?
Combo is done.
Combo's done.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming shows?
No.
Or okay.
Only with Florence for the moment. But
for the moment, all right.
Hopefully something by the fall, I'll have something good together. With
awesome. People want more about you. Can they head online and find it anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Facebook.
I don't know. Somewhere on Facebook.
Facebook.
Sure.
All right.
We'll hunt
yeah.
you down.
Check out Peter on Facebook as well.
Hopefully under social media.
That is That's a really good strategy.
It's a safe place to be.
That is the safest possible place to be. Awesome. So Saturday, March 7th at the station,
yeah.
Should be a terrific show, and we'll look forward to the album, which maybe later this year
yeah,
sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Max,
Great.
Wrap it up.
Well, absolutely. I just want to mention, of course, our Adam Symposium is coming up. Tommy Shelby is coming down to talk about the school-to-prison pipeline. Not a happy subject, but a philosopher from Harvard at the Adam Symposium Friday, March 20th. So come on by.
Humanities.unc.edu for more info on that. Max Orr, Florence Dorr, Peter Holzapfel, thank you so much. That was
thank
fantastic.
You. Thank you,
so
Aaron.
Much.